Heidi and Frank show. I'm a big fan of Ray Donovan.
Love it.
It's finished its second season. Love the show. And the second season was awesome. And part of that show, Omar J. Dorsey played the role of Cookie Brown. Where is he? Get him in here. He's got this big movie coming out on Christmas Day.
Selma.
I think, yeah. I mean, when you're in a movie with Oprah, you know you finally
right,
made it.
Exactly.
That's when you know you've made it, when you're in a movie with Oprah. Good to see you, Omar.
How you guys doing
Thanks
today?
Thanks for coming in so early for
no
us.
No problem.
Right. Do you get recognized as Cookie on the streets now?
That's all people ask.
Hey, Cookie!
And
Cookie.
You're like, I've done other stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get that's everybody. And they always ask me, you didn't have to kill the kid. That's the first thing they always have to say. I say, he was a witness. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It is always interesting watching that show because even with Ray and with you and you've got like this, you're like this, you know, gang member, ex-con, whatever, that's out in the world and, you know, doing bad things. But then like you go home and it's like, got a lovely home and the pool and the kids and the birthday party. Like, and Ray has that same thing, and it's like two totally different worlds. Well, yeah.
Yeah, everybody, like, there is no bad guy on that show. Everybody's degenerate.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it. I was like, I can play a bad guy on this show because everybody's a bad guy on this
I think
show.
That's right, it. I think right. Yeah, with that show, Shameless is the same way.
It's yeah.
Like, it's hard.
Frank on Shameless is a little bit really crazy. I was like, that's the. And the name of the show is so perfect because he's just shameless, man.
Yeah,
I love right. that show, though. Yeah.
But that's the thing is like the being the, not the bad guy, but the degenerate or whatever, but then the lovable degenerate because then when you see you with your kids, you're like, well. And I kind of like Cookie Brown.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's got a creamy filling there. It's just you
right,
know wrapped
right.
in you know badness or whatever.
In rocks.
When everyone's a degenerate, you feel bad for rooting for everybody. It's
yeah.
like, you want to see everyone be successful. Can
yeah.
we all just get along? That kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
oh, come on, work it out.
You right. tend to root for the lesser of two evils.
Right.
But Ray is so bad, though.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying?
So bad and just
such
so
a great
psychologically
show.
Messed up.
Oh, he's
not just bad,
twisted.
But he's just, you know.
That's because their father just messed them up. That's
right.
what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Omar J. Dorsey's in studio with us, and you have this this film coming out on Christmas Day that critics are already saying one of the best films 2014, and
Definitely.
It's not even out. I
right,
mean, you
right.
know it's got to be good. It's got Oprah in it, Cuba Gooding Jr.,
yes,
big Brad Pitt's production company put
yes,
it all together,
yes,
Selma.
Yes.
So what role do you play, and how close is this to Cookie Brown?
It's nowhere. You know what's crazy is I was doing both of them at the same time. So I was in Atlanta on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I fly back to L.A. to do Ray Donovan. But I play a civil rights leader on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I play the most evil man on the planet Earth on Thursday and Friday.
How fun, though. As an actor, that's like the dream.
It was. It's like summer stock. It was during the summer. Like I felt like I was back in the theater doing summer stock.
Because you went to a performing arts high school, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, that was my dream. I grew up in southern Indiana, and I want to do like a fame school. Like,
right, that's what I went to.
She went to a vocational arts high school.
She learned how to do hair and change
tires. Clearly, I didn't go to that one.
She went to welding class. Well,
oh, you should
good.
See me with a handle and flux. It's like nobody's. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Me in a welder's mask. I mean, it's perfect. But no, I mean, you did. You went to high school like my dream of
right,
going to high school,
right.
performing arts. High school.
Yeah.
Do you have? I always wondered. Like, do you have other classes too, or is it really your whole day? Is do you go to math class?
Yeah, you have other classes.
It's very dramatic math class. Though.
Yeah,
it's like
two plus two. The circumference. Yeah. Yeah. But it's very dramatic. Like all the teachers are dramatic. It's like a lot of teachers. I love all the teachers, but they used to be actors, you know.
Right.
And now you know they're teachers, and it's like they're just over the top.
Right.
Well, so it was half of the day is ballet, chorus, theater, set design, and the other half is like science.
What grade did you get in ballet class, Omar?
I got a B. I was really good, though. I was a football player, so it helped me on the football field,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say. Just so I don't sound too foo-foo with it. I'm like, I played ball. I helped my balance. Yeah. No, but going back to Selma, though, I play Reverend James Orange. It's one of Dr. King's inner circle, one of his really good confidants. And so what it is that it's taking place around a 3-month period where Dr. King and the confidants are trying to get this Voters' Right Act passed. So it's the strategy that we're taking to go to the president, LBJ, and to try to, you know, get this thing passed.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the guys. It's like 4 or 5 of us.
God, that's
I
mean, you've had done so much stuff already, but
this is something special.
A game changer.
This is something special.
Right.
I mean, just to me personally too, because being from Atlanta and I play
yeah.
a man who
right.
James Orange is from Atlanta. I've known about him. I worked with him a couple of times doing some things with the Feed the Hungry when back in the 90s. So it was just like, it was.
Is there more pressure when you're playing an actual, like a guy, an actual person that really existed as opposed to somebody who didn't and it's just a character?
You know, it's a little bit more pressure. It's a little harder because you don't have a lot of artistic license. Right. You know, when you're doing something that you're creating, you and the writers have created.
Yeah.
Then that's something different. But if you have the responsibility to portray this character the right way, then you don't want to mess that up.
Is he on set?
Or no, it's not, he passed away.
He did pass away. Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, but we had a lot of the civil rights leaders on set. We had Ambassador Andrew Young was on set.
So you're like, are we getting this right? Is this right? Is this how it was?
John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, he's actually the congressman of my parents' district. He came to set, and he was like, this is 110% accurate. So that made us feel really well. Yeah.
And really bad at the same time. Well, I mean, obviously, it's like, that's the way it was. You nailed it. And it's like, my God, that was ridiculous.
You hear stories secondhand, thirdhand, whatever. But then I would imagine when you hear it from people who are actually there, you're like, oh, my God,
especially
things that we went through.
Well, John Lewis, because he got beat up on that Selma Bridge, on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He and Hosea Williams were leading the first march across the bridge. And they got beat up. And I was with John Lewis this weekend. And when he saw that, he was like, man, y'all nailed it, man. He said, y'all nailed it, yeah.
So working on Selma, like it says, Oprah's in it, I mean, and Brad Pitt's production company's producing it, Plan B. Is this one of those moments when it's like, hey, you know, going to the high school, the performing arts high school, I made it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that.
What are some other moments in your life where you're like, I made it?
I'm going to tell you the truth. This past weekend, I went to Oprah Winfrey's house.
Wasn't the Modesto?
The one in
Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara. I made it.
My God.
See, I made it. I was like, okay, I'm at Oprah's house, and it was for the weekend.
Yeah.
It was like the Legends weekend or whatever.
That party where she plays gangster rap?
No.
She was on set or something in Selma, and she threw up.
She likes to drink. She likes to drink a lot of tequila.
She drinks tequila.
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, listen, I know people.
We got sources.
I know people.
Dish Nation.
And yeah, she everybody's barefoot. And she's like, you just don't think of Oprah like
this. I don't know about the gang, but I was there at that party.
Okay.
It wasn't gangster rap.
This was the one that she, I guess, had when they were filming in...
In Selma.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were filming in Selma. I mean, she was playing really good, great music. Oprah is just, man, I love her. She's so fun.
No, but you were at Oprah's house. Yeah. You're like, I'm at Oprah's house. Yeah. Did you do anything because you were at Oprah's house? Like, you know, I'm here, I have to do this. Like, when Willie Nelson was at the White House, he got high on the roof of the White House.
I stole some silverware.
And you're like, you know,
she had patentware. I'm messing around.
I'm an upper decker. One of these toilets she has. I mean, did you do anything at Oprah's house?
You know, man, it was just so surreal. Because, like, my favorite people in the world were there.
Yeah.
Like, it was sort of surreal, like...
Did I die?
No.
Am I dreaming? What is happening?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'll tell you when you say you think you... I don't think I've made it yet. I feel like I'm making... I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
But when Sam Jackson came up to me, right, and was like, man, I'm loving everything that you're doing. He said, everything that you're doing. He started talking about Ray Donovan. I was on Rake, the show called Rake with me and Greg Kinnear earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And he was talking about that. I was like... Because he's my role model.
And you're like, you know who I am?
That's what I'm saying. But he said, I worked with him on Django.
And he happened handed you a Capital One card with your name already on it.
I know. He's like, oh my God. And it was titanium. So I had a $200 limit instead of a $100 limit. No, so that made me feel real good. But it was just, I felt like, okay, I made it now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when Sam Jackson knows who you are.
Sam Jackson knows what he called me by my name,
too. And you're at Oprah's house. Again, going back, you're living my life. I was this little white girl in southern Indiana, and Oprah was on this local Chicago station, WGN, and I fell in love with her, and I wrote her a letter, and like 6 months later, she wrote me back, and I still have the letter.
She had Oprah's haircut from back in the day.
No, I dyed my hair a little bit. I couldn't get that, but I mean, I dressed like her, and it was odd for like a girl in the, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade to be like, I got the big scarf over my shoulder.
I loved her.
Like she was my mentor without her really knowing. So you're at her house. You went to performing arts. I mean, living my life. Living my dream. No, somebody should.
So are you a football fan at all?
Big time.
Are you looking forward to bowl games?
Yeah, I am. I am. I think
you're a Georgia fan, Bulldog.
Of course,
fan?
I am.
Of course. I mean, you gotta be right.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, even if they're not doing well, you gotta be.
Well, and it's so bad because we should have done way better. We lost three games. I mean, I can take the Georgia Tech game, but like the Florida game, man,
probably
South
worse.
Carolina game. It's like we lost against our three rivals, South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia Tech.
Now you're going to be playing Louisville in the Belk Bowl on December 30th.
Okay.
So let's play a little game while you're here. See how well you know your bowl game's coming up. Because there's so many different
you
bowl
know
games.
What? You know what? You might get me on the bowl games. But I could. All right, let's try it.
I'm gonna say, yeah. Is this a real bowl game or is it a fake bowl? All right, here we go.
But you can never tell. Go ahead.
The Idaho Potato Bowl.
Fake.
That's real.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't know who's playing that. Look it up. Look it up. Eric.
Oh, man.
The Popeye's Bahamas Bowl.
Oh, that's fake.
That's real.
Are you Popeye's has their own bowl.
Bahama Bowl.
Well, they had to team up with Bahamas. The Bahamas.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Popeye's. That sounds delicious. I don't know.
Oh, is it
Bahama
in the Bahamas?
That does sound delicious. I think it might just be on their menu. The Popeye's Bahamas Bowl has pineapple in it.
Pineapple
in it.
Is that? Yeah.
The Blockbuster Video Bowl.
That's fake because Blockbuster's not around anymore.
Yeah,
he's
catching on.
Fake. All right. Let's see. Here we go. The Duck Dynasty Backstage Tour Bowl.
That's fake.
That's real. Yes, Miami versus South Carolina in the Duck Dynasty Backstage Tour Bowl. It's gonna, it's real.
God, I'm terrible at this game.
All right. How about the Paul Newman's Own Salad Bowl?
That's fake.
That is fake. I gave you an easy one. Thank you for coming in, man.
All right.
Good luck with everything.
Thank
and definitely
you.
Go see Selma on
Christmas Day
when it opens up.
Yes.
And Omar J. Dorsey, thank you for coming in. At Omar Dorsey on Twitter. You're pretty active on social media.
I pretty much am. Yes, I pretty much am. And I just retweeted you guys when I tweeted you.
Oh, thank you,
man.
Cool.
Yes.
So go follow him on Twitter and go see Selma. Thank you so much, man. Come back anytime.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Come back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.